JBB's Final Thoughts, Episode 32, Three Odd Encounters with Contentment. Joe Bustillo's here. 5 weeks left in the current school year, and it's been a real challenge. I'm left halfway contemplating the things I want to change and what I really need to focus on to have a more sustainable, constructive year versus what has felt like much more like running from emergency to emergency. That said, I found myself earlier in the month having several odd sensations that I could scarcely identify. I think I was experiencing quiet moments of bliss. This podcast is going to be a bit different from my usual monologue, primarily because I sought to capture this odd sense of bliss or contentment, and the following three short videos are the result. The first video, recorded on March 27th, was the first time I slowed down just enough to notice that something was different. Joe Bustillo's here. Last time I shared a couple small technical indignities that I have found myself grappling with for pretty much this whole school year. And it just seemed to be like a constant grind that's been pretty much the reality that I've had for quite some time. And the reason I'm recording this right now is it's during my prep. And originally I was scheduled to speak with my administrator about his last observation, but he's off campus right now, so I have these few minutes free. And just before this, I had a kindergarten class in here. We were watching Hidden Figures together, and we were at the part of the movie where Mary Jackson goes to court to ask the judge to permit her to take classes at a white high school. And I told the students to watch carefully that here was an example of somebody who's asking somebody else for a favor in a way where it makes it sound like she's doing them a favor. And I told them, you know, watch how this works. You know, there's no reason why he should do this for her, but she appeals to something that he wants. And I said, that's how life kind of works. And, you know, we watched several more minutes of the video. And then I let them get on the computers and, you know, play their games as they normally do toward the end of the hour. But the reason I'm actually recording this right now is I found myself in this unfamiliar state that I guess I just need to call contentment. It's just odd, you know, because I'm constantly challenging myself and constantly, you know, kind of doing without and, you know, not. I've known this past year that a few of my co-workers have stopped me and asked me what's going on because I'm apparently mostly bitch-faced, you know, which I normally feel like I try to exude, a positive nature, but I guess, you know, when I'm at the in the grind and I'm not paying attention to, you know, how I'm expressing myself, then it's pretty clear that I haven't been having the best time ever. But recently, I just purchased a silly Lego Technics thing that will allow me to make another Wall-E, which I've been doing this past year. And so I'm looking forward to that. I just ordered some furniture, a nice comfy chair to put in the corner of my studio. I'm going to go to see a Beatles-themed performance tonight here in town with a friend visiting, my best bud, Jen. And I just had this moment where I was, you know, putting stuff away, getting ready for the next class. And I thought, what the hell? I'm feeling contented. This is crazy, you know? So I thought I would take a couple moments to record these thoughts. And I'm sure that we've all surprised ourselves with our dispositions and moods over the past couple of years. And so I just want to recognize one afternoon when, and I don't want to jinx the rest of my day or have anything horrible happen, but I just do want to recognize having kind of this moment of zen, you know, and hope you guys are having a good day also. Talk to you later. Bye.
While I've been a tech guy for decades, it's been mostly of the web-based or media-based variety. Though I began this journey with a Phillips screwdriver, building my own PC clones before going all Mac in 2008. Block programming and robotics was added to my repertoire in 2015 during the intense Full Sail Labs experience. Then, at the beginning of this school year, something changed, when I was with my team at a student training and found that my students were getting bored. So I broke out the EV3 kits that I had brought along to have them tinker while listening to the lectures. But several of our robots were missing the third wheel ball. So I looked at what we had in our kits and MacGyvered a third wheel from the available parts. I was taking others' plans and adapting them based on the parts we had on hand, and I've been doing that all year. In the fall, I joined the Assembly Required Band, which does the music for our monthly Sunday Assembly meetings. I don't know why I waited so long to participate, but working with the guys has been great and a good challenge to attend to my musical gifts.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am young again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am fun again. However far away, I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. I will always love you. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am free again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am clean again. However far away, I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. I will always love you. However far away, I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. I'll always love you. Thank you. love you.
To turn 60 in a couple of months, and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I absolutely love working with the kids, but the year has been enough of a drain and confidence killer that I do wonder if my gifts and skills could be put to better use in a different venue. I hope that writing and media is a part of that chapter. And even though it wreaks havoc on my fingernails, which affects my guitar finger picking, there's a definite therapy that's good for maintaining my finger strength when I'm working with the tiny Lego pieces. Like a child, and like my students, I see possibilities when I'm working with the Legos. Thank you for spending this time with me at JBB's Final Thoughts. If you want to continue to participate in my outer monologue, you can subscribe to my blog at http://jbbsfinalthoughts.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page, click on the follow button where it says follow blog via email, and enter your email address. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just search for JBB's Final Thoughts and make sure it doesn't autocorrect to Jobs' Final Thoughts. Damn autocorrect. Catch you later. Enjoy.